Welcome to this special throwback edition of the CSRM podcast. In these special episodes, we travel back to the 2016 Reach Gathering where Dr. Greg Linville interviewed some CSRM pioneers about the history and mission of CSRM. Today's interview is with CSRM staff members Kennedy and Emily Solano.
Here we are again at the end of the Reach Gathering conference, and we are interviewing our CSRM board, former board, and staff, and we have the distinct privilege of meeting our second international staff person. You weren't the first, but you were close. Wow. Kennedy Solano and his lovely wife, Emily, and they have come all the way to the Reach Gathering from Kenya, and as I said, Kennedy is now a staff, but he started as a global network partner. And the global network partners are volunteers, and then they go on staff, if they're good. And we have a good man. Do we not, Emily? Do we have a good man here?
Yeah.
We have a good man. So, Kennedy, tell us a little bit, when and how did you get started in sports ministry?
The passion and the vision of starting sports ministry was born in me soon after I graduated from Bible school. I went to Pioneer Church in one of the slums in Nairobi, and within that environment there were so many young people and children who really liked sports, and the Lord put in my heart the need to reach out to them through what they really liked and the language they really understood, and that was sports. And that was the beginning of I being involved with sports together with my wife about almost 12 years ago.
All right, and what was the school that you attended?
I did attend the KAG East University, which is one of the most prominent evangelical universities in Kenya.
And tell us a little bit about what has your sports ministry looked like?
My sports ministry is number one, the target group are the children and the young people. And we mainly focus on the area of discipleship, evangelism, and leadership development. And then we tend to spread our wings to other churches and also nationwide, and also we go beyond our nation, Kenya, whereby we reach out to other countries which are on our neighborhood.
And you have been involved not only in, like you say, actively doing the sports ministry, but you have been doing a lot of training. Kennedy has done a lot of training. Tell us maybe the furthest extent or how many countries you've been in, and tell us also about how many people you estimate that you have trained in this.
Talking about training, training is one of the major things that will see us expand the kingdom in relation to multiplying ourselves. And so God has put in my heart the need to develop and grow leaders through investing in training. And this far, we've trained all over 500 coaches who are actively involved in sports ministry in Kenya and beyond.
And Kennedy, you also are involved in a university. Tell us about that role and what you do there. And also tell us about your denomination. You serve, do I have it right that you're a leader of the whole denomination in for sports? Right?
Yeah.
So tell us about those two things.
Now, when the Lord put in my heart the need to start a sports ministry, I didn't think of it growing to the extent of our leaders embracing the vision of sports ministry in our organization. And so 4 years ago, our bishop called me and told me that we need to establish and start a sports ministry in our organization. We did the vision casting, and this far we've really seen so many of our churches, over 3,500 churches which we have.
Now wait a minute, you said 3,500 churches, not people, but churches.
Churches, wow. AG churches in Kenya.
Assemblies of God.
Assemblies of God churches. Many of them have really embraced what sports ministry, and we are seeing great, great testimonies of what the Lord is doing through our leaders connecting to what sports ministry entails. This year we are having over 10,000 children and young people coming for a camp. And as I'm talking, I've been receiving photos of young people who are engaged in sports during that camp. So, and this speaks volumes of when we invest in training, God is able to touch passionate people who are able to actively be involved in whatever that we desire to do for the expansion of God's kingdom. So generally speaking, sports ministry is doing tremendous things in terms of growth in our organization.
Emily, he started to talk about CSRM and coming to these conferences. Has it made a difference for him? Has it made a difference for you? What's your perspective as the wife of the sports minister? Do you do sports ministry?
When he started talking about CSRM, I thought it's just another group. But joining him to these seminars and these trainings in the United States, I realized it's not just only sport. It is an evangelistic tool.
That's exactly right.
Reaching out to people through sports and transforming their lives. It is doing great to our church and even to our personal lives, because we host people who didn't know Christ. And we've seen it change even the coaches around our slum area. We see them transforming, their lives being transformed through sport and coming to church. We've seen young boys who used to be in gang coming to church. We see girls who used to do drugs coming to church. And we thank God for it being a tool of evangelism. For him, he has to be out most of the time because he travels a lot. He has to be outside Kenya. Sometimes he went to Malawi, sometimes he went to Zanzibar, sometimes Uganda. And if you are a wife of a sport minister and don't have a passion for the lost, you might get discouraged. But if you're in the same vision, you remain behind praying for him and praying that God will work it out.
Do you do any sports ministry?
Yeah.
Tell us about what you do.
Okay, in our church we have a workout we call Zumba.
Zumba.
We have a leader who does Zumba, and he works it out with girls and women. Sometimes we do volleyball, and sometimes we have inter-church sports. And our women, most likely, most of the time, they come out to be winners. We also have indoor games that we do during inter-church sports. And we come out to be the winners. And we enjoy it.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. I think that you can get a sense of why we feel it very privileged to have Kennedy on our staff, and that Kennedy and Emily, I could not point to any of these people, but God does. The people who will be in heaven because of you. The people that you have personally contacted and made the gospel known to them. And also through the people that you have trained and the others who you have influenced and impacted. And tell us a little bit, I just want you to understand how much that means to me, but also more to God, that you have faithfully been taking your steps and these people now because of you and your faithfulness. And on behalf of all those that I don't know their names, and you may not even know all their names, but when we get to heaven, they will come and say, thank you for training the person who reached me. Thank you for reaching me. Thank you for training my coach. You have done well, and I appreciate that so much. Tell us a little bit, because today you were part of a group that is thinking about plans to expand the CSRM throughout Africa. Tell us a little bit about that planning.
Mm-hmm. I'm reminded of what the Bible talks about, not despising the days of small beginnings. Mm. And I want to believe that this is the principle of the expansion of God's kingdom, that it starts small and ends up big. And so God has been speaking not only to my fellow GNPs and others about, number one, coming together and having a one common goal of connecting to the ethos of CSRM and now implementing it in our continent, Africa, because we want to believe that when we unify our vision, our goals and our objectives and then put it on the ground, we are going to see a great harvest that will come out by using the tool of sports evangelism.
So say that verse again.
It's a verse that talks about not despising the days of small beginnings, Job chapter 7, verse 8.
And therein gives you an insight into the heart and mind of this man that can recite scripture and understand the scriptures to use in days like this. Kennedy and Emily, we are looking for great things out of Kenya, out of Africa. And we are praying with you and wanting to be there with you. And it really is an honor that you would say yes to coming on with CSRM.
Sure.
So now speak to somebody. Why should they join CSRM? Why should others in Africa come and join?
CSRM is a powerful, resourceful organization that will empower you to become an effective sports minister, making a difference in your marketplace wherever you are.
You sure you don't want to keep preaching? All right. We really appreciate you watching our videos and meeting some of our CSRM family. And we are just wrapping up the Reach 2016 conference, and we're celebrating a little bit with an outdoor barbecue today. Thanks for taking a little bit of time with us, Kennedy and Emily. We're so grateful to have you. Blessings to all now.
Thank you.
The CSRM Podcast is a production of the Association of Church Sports and Recreation Ministers and their video production house, Overwhelming Victory Flicks. Dr. Greg Linville is the executive producer, and Andrew Fouts is associate producer and editor. For more information about CSRM, visit csrm.org. For more information about Overwhelming Victory, visit overwhelmingvictory.org. The CSRM Podcast is the flagship member of the podcast network Overwhelming Victory Radio. For more information on Overwhelming Victory Radio, or to listen to our partner podcasts, visit overwhelmingvictory.org/OV Radio.